This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're hearing some crazy stories about cryptocurrency mining coming out all over the place. We've got one from Bitcoin.com and one from Cointelegraph, I think you said.
Bitcoinist.com.
Oh, the Bitcoinist. Yeah. Good magazine. And the ideas here seem to be looking for ways that may not wreck the environment, because that's one of the criticisms people like to level against Bitcoin, is that its energy consumption is just too high. It's unacceptable. So some enterprising individuals are looking for other ways to mine cryptocurrency.
Yeah, what other options could you use? I don't know. Maybe do something like the Matrix did. Human body heat and interactions.
Well, there's so much wrong with the Matrix thing, like how it would take more food to keep them alive, I mean more energy to keep them alive than they would ever produce.
Absolutely. And if you look at the original Matrix script, it was never about generating heat energy. It was all about creating a neural network, which makes a hell of a lot more sense. So they're actually feeding these bodies, and they've got all these human brains running their network, or using that network to do whatever, to run their system.
They were creating an AI in the same way that we create, you know, those with artificial intelligence.
That would have made a whole lot of sense, but the producers of said movie weren't sure the public would understand it and get it. They thought the battery analogy would be more understood.
It's true.
Well,
it's simpler to understand.
Last month, an interesting patent was taken out by Microsoft. The abstract is this. The title is Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. Now, here's the abstract.
So it's not like body heat from exercising or something. It's body activity data.
2 years ago, a Dutch company, some Dutch researchers, were actually, they developed suits where people would wear them while they slept, and it would generate heat, and they would mine, I think they were mining some kind of altcoin during the night while they slept.
Well, it definitely wasn't Bitcoin.
It wasn't Bitcoin, no.
Maybe Monero.
So this idea is not new. This patent is, and here's the abstract. Human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task to a device of a user, which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or compromising the device or the user of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of that user. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body activity data satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified.
Okay, so
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
I'll
explain it. It's not mining, first of all. It's that Microsoft is going to have Microsoft Coin or whatever, and you're going to wear your little fitness watch, and it's going to tell you to do 50 jumping jacks or whatever. It's going to monitor your heart rate to make sure you've done those, and then it will award you with 50 Microsoft coins.
Microsoft
or whatever
coins,
for doing
probably.
It.
Oh,
it's not actually doing
or,
any mining.
Or,
yeah, okay.
or skip the jumping jacks, or it'll be something like just sitting there behind your screen watching ads and clicking on the ad after you finish watching it.
Well, you can already do that. Well, they're probably scams, there are already applications on Google Play and iOS that will very microscopically award you with Bitcoin for watching advertisements. Of course, you have to watch thousands of advertisements.
Except we don't already have our chips as well that signify, that talks to this mining server So as soon as we or armbands,
just an altcoin delivery service.
Yeah, I'm glad that you not even altcoin, in that a lot of altcoins are mined. But I'm glad you clarified, because as I was listening to Conan explaining this, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. This isn't mining. Yeah. And so what you're saying is this is just some sort of a points system, an awards points, Microsoft points system.
I think it's a tracking system. It's part of it.
Well,
it's the reason to use the tracking system. It's like, oh, hey, we have this.
You get bonuses.
You get bonuses. You have an incentive to have your armband on or your headband or your chip. And you can sit there. Oh, and we can throw propaganda and stuff at you that you have to watch and click on it, verifying that you got it. And you'll get some Microsoft coins for doing all of this.
But I don't know that any sort of body activity can be monitored from clicking on an ad. You know, it's going to be
not.
It's going to be more like jog for half a mile,
or be in a certain place. You know, once you walk past a certain location, a certain amount of times, it's constantly tracking you, knows where you're at. And,
well, I mean, so does your mobile phone. I mean, none of this technology is new. They're just creating a reward system to reward people for exercising, it sounds like.
I don't know that Bill Gates cares about you being healthy.
Well, Apple,
I heard that he wants
either
to exterminate people.
The whole thing about Bill Gates and Big Pharma, by the way, is keeping you ill and keeping you buying their drugs forever. They don't want you to be healthy. That's the last thing.
Well, the company's making the fitness watches and all that crap. They don't care if people are healthy either, but the people care.
Mm-hmm.
And so the companies will cater to that. Nike doesn't care about Colin Kaepernick.
So what they'll do for a commercial. They'll have different programs then. They'll have the health nuts out there. They'll have their fitness watches, and they'll be running 3 miles a day or whatever and doing their jumping jacks. And then let's not leave out all of the couch potatoes. They'll have their things to do too. They'll have their options available.
We already
too.
Have those with STEAM achievements.
Exactly. Well, and that'll be another option. So you have your gamers.
Xbox point achievements. I mean, those already exist.
But are you getting crypto for it?
Well, I've been talking about that.
Is this going to actually be a crypto, or is this just some digital currency?
All it says is crypto. It hasn't even. It's that's in the future.
I mean, you do in fact get money from playing video games on Steam, thanks to their trading card platform. You get trading cards for playing games, and you can turn around and sell those for like 9 cents a piece.
Yep.
So yes, it already exists. It's not cryptocurrency.
Probably won't be either.
But you can, in fact, be paid for sitting there playing.
And it probably won't be backed by any kind of mining or blockchain either. It might just be coins that are they have a certain amount of, or not.
Yeah, just a private currency. Just like every video game has its own little private currency.
So that was the actual patent. And by the way, curiously enough, here's the patent number. WO2020-060606.
Oh, I heard about this. I heard that Bill Gates had a patent 666.
Isn't that interesting? They say that the world order isn't, or the world order, WO isn't world order. It's basically the publication, world applications, I think.
Well, 060606 isn't 666 either. That's
a totally different
number.
No, but it's very
for the people
very,
that are reaching for meaning, then, you know, it gives them something.
Here's the article from Bitcoinist.com. Microsoft wants to create a new cryptocurrency that's still mined using POW, except
proof of work,
except replacing expensive power-intensive mining rigs.
Mining rigs
with basic human energy. That sounds a little strange. You should take a dive into the details of the patent published yesterday, filed by Microsoft. It's called Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data.
So they actually are using the word cryptocurrency, okay.
Yeah.
So did Facebook. But whether or not it's cryptographic, or whether or not it's a currency, or if it's just a catch-all term that these major corporations are using for digital currencies...
Mm.
According to the patent, Microsoft's cryptocurrency would make use of body activity data. This would allow individuals to mine crypto and replace...
I wish they would stop saying mine.
Yeah. And replace the needs of ASICs, ASICs, the mine rigs. It sounds a little...
I don't believe it.
It sounds a little otherworldly.
No,
other
I think the two things are totally related, and that somebody got a hold of this patent, didn't understand what they read...
And wrote an article about
it.
No, no, I just read you the patent. I read you the abstract.
I know, and it has absolutely nothing to do with mining and ASICs.
That's what this person who wrote
this article thinks, and I don't think they're right.
No, they completely misunderstood the patent.
They don't know what they're talking about.
It's much more like that system that rewards people for exercising or for playing video games.
So I read the abstract that said mining process like four times, all on body activity.
Yes.
Talking to the mining server. All right, so the mining server,
The server may be mining them, but that doesn't mean the person is. The person is just getting them.
I agree with you completely. I don't think this is anything. This has nothing to do with actually mining cryptocurrency. This has to do with tracking people.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. DINOVITE.com. Dinovite is nutrition. His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
Communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual coin can choose what coins to get, and each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from intercoininc.com. If you also think that freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.com, intercoin.org, not .com. That's intercoin.org. So, mining with body heat seems to be what the author of this article thinks that Microsoft is trying to do. Ian and I disagree.
This one is not the body heat. This is human action.
Okay, yeah, sorry. You're correct.
This is Christina Cumbin over at Bitcoinist.com. She's trying to make heads or tails of this new Microsoft patent that came out last month. Make heads or tails, according to what is written there. It sounds a little otherworldly and honestly borderline creepy, but if you can get past the idea of wiring humans up to some kind of server tracking their energy output, it could be a sustainable way of mining crypto without damaging the environment, and I don't know how that works. I don't know how you would do that.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, because that's not what is being described here. And people are already hooked up to servers that are monitoring their body activity and stuff like that. I mean, this is not new.
So how does it work? As per the patent, Microsoft states...
I can't wait to hear her describe how this works, considering she does not understand what is going on.
Microsoft states that human body activity needed to mine cryptocurrency could be very simple. We're not talking about forcing tribes of gym-goers to run 20K here. In fact, it could be as little as, and this is from the patent, a brain wave or body heat emitted from the user when the user performs the tasks provided by an information or service provider, such as viewing an advertisement or using certain internet services, can be used in the mining process. Which, again, it's just you performing actions on your part, but how does that actually...
It would have to generate energy that is going to some sort of mining computer.
Some kind of significant energy, too, I would think.
Yeah, and in this case, there is no such transmission. It's just relaying the data. The energy.
The document goes on to say that this type of activity would replace the massive computation work currently required by some conventional cryptocurrency systems. That is because the data that is gathered from the body activity could be regarded as proof of work.
All right. That gave me a headache. That's not what they mean by proof of work, but okay. I mean, yes, I guess it's proof that someone expended energy. But in that sense, proof of stake is proof of work, because it's proof that someone expended energy by keeping the computer online.
Yeah, I just don't know how. All right, this is talking about body activity, but also generating heat, but generating energy.
Well, in order to generate energy,
how do you collect that?
That's the thing. That's why this doesn't make any sense. So I'm not an engineer, okay? So maybe I'm wrong about this, but my understanding is if you want to collect energy from body activity, you have to have some sort of mechanism, right? So like the classic example would be a stationary bike that you pedal that's hooked up to a generator.
Correct.
You can make energy from that. Just sitting there and having heat coming off of your body isn't going to cut it. Generally, it's considered to be fairly inefficient to try to take excess heat and turn that into energy. There are contraptions that I believe have been invented to try to do this, but they're not particularly effective at it, because you're taking what's already waste and you're trying to do something with that waste. It's not a bad idea, But I don't think it's been particularly effective, even in like even in situations where you have significant heat. It's generally fairly ineffective, right? Now we're talking about just the human body. I mean,
yeah, like I said, I don't think this has anything to do with actually mining. I think this is all about creating incentive to track people.
Yeah.
All right. Now here is an article where the people actually did use.
I would say Pokemon Go did that far more effectively than Microsoft will ever.
Correct. Yeah. This article actually talks about people who did harness human body heat to mine cryptocurrency.
Really? How?
All right. Manuel Baltron, the founder of the Institute of Human Obsolescence. Great, great, great title.
We're off to a great start here.
Yeah, these probably the same guys are talking about spraying the skies with, you know, dust particles to reflect the sun back into out of the atmosphere.
See, to me it sounds more like a transhumanist thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like humans are obsolete and we need to start supplementing our bodies with chips and AI and things like that to improve upon ourselves.
So, yeah, Manuel is challenging the idea that technology cannot be sustained by our current resources because he believes one supply, the human body, is very abundant. The Institute has been running various operations that consist of researching and developing biological labor, with the current project tethered to mining cryptocurrencies. The most recent test, comprised of roughly 212 hours between many shifts, and 37 workers participated in the experiment. By the way, this was in this article's from January 4th, 2018. With a special suit and all those hours, the participants at the Institute for Obsolescence, Human Obsolescence, generated 127.2 watts of power that mined 16,590...
Hold on, how many watts?
127.2 watts.
That's like nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's not even going to run like, you know, a few light bulbs. And how many per hour?
Well, the entire experiment took 212 hours mixed between 37 workers.
Uh-huh.
But they were sleeping, so not very much power at all. But
your typical incandescent light bulb requires 60 watts of power per hour.
That's right.
So they almost had a light bulb shine for 2 solid hours.
With 37 people.
Over 212 hours.
Hooked up to suits that cost God knows how much money.
Exactly. All right, now this is
the problem with the Matrix. This is not an efficient way
This is why the original Matrix was never about body heat. It was about a neural network of human brains all hooked up together. So anyways, 127 watts got them 16,000.
It cost 6 cents per hour to run that bulb. So 1.2 cents would have totally eclipsed the amount of energy they generated with this probably multi-million dollar study.
They got 16,000 Vertcoin, Dash, Ethereum, Litecoin, Startcoin, and Lisk tokens. According to the researchers, humans can generate 100 watts while resting, and most of the time, 80% of the energy goes to waste.
You said they can generate 100 watts, but all they managed to generate in 200 and something hours was 120 watts.
Yep. Unless that's per hour or something.
It does not compute.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering on workers at an Arizona facility for making N95 masks to protect folks from the coronavirus. President Trump says the workers at the plant are making America proud.
More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, 3 shifts a day, 6 days a week. You are the greatest industrial, and think of this, what you've done.
Senate Democrats are trying to force a vote on legislation that would require more SBA oversight. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a good amount of the Paycheck Protection Program is not going to small businesses.
To very wealthy companies, to companies that still have a lot of money, to companies that are taking the loans and even not keeping their employees on.
The senator provided no specifics to back up his claims. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Intelligence Committee is getting back to work. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is holding a confirmation hearing at this hour for John Ratcliffe to be the next Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Committee Chairman Richard Burr said Ratcliffe has been asked to lead the U.S. intelligence community during a time of profound challenge and great threats.
We expect that you will lead the intelligence community with integrity and ensure that the intelligence enterprise operates lawfully, ethically, and morally.
Burr, a Republican on that committee. A country music legend is spending his time today reading a children's book to kids over a Facebook Live event.
Hi, I'm George Strait, and today I'm going to read you a book, boys and girls. It's called Never Ask a Dinosaur to Dinner.
The virtual program was started last month to help entertain and promote reading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
About whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. It is still on. The campgrounds here in New Hampshire are open, and they will probably be back at full capacity by then. I think they're at half capacity right now, some kind of nonsense.
Well, it depends on how you interpret the governor's orders. So, I mean, you could interpret them as completely voluntary. And that's the way the campground orders look to me. But whether the campgrounds will interpret them that way is a whole other question.
So come check out ForkFest. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like it may be the only thing I get to do this summer now that Vegas is remaining closed for the foreseeable future. Well, let's go to the phones. We got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I heard you lamenting about Neil deGrasse Tyson and your other fellow atheist, Ed, Bill Nye, the science guy, and how you can't believe they don't recognize how they're just high priests in religion of science.
Yeah.
When you're just looking at your fellow progressives there, your high priest, your religion and your politics are the same thing, and your politics is informed by your religion.
I'm my own high priestess. What religion are you referring to?
Mark Know-It-All. You're just as much as Mark Know-It-All as Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What religion are you referring to?
Your politics is your religion.
I have no politics.
Your puritanical
I'm a
puritan. Wow.
Ossifras wasn't driving.
That's a stretch right there. That's a new one.
James,
what's a stretch? You didn't already know this?
Describing me as a Puritan.
Arya the Prude.
You absolutely think that your religion is right and righteous and that you know everything about everything better than anybody that doesn't agree with you. And that's why your smug, hot-filled minister there that he calls himself, when you pick a straw man about some woman who has a hair salon, notice how he changes the tone of his voice and gets all high.
It was very funny. It was good radio,
James. Every story you guys talk about confirms your own religious bias. That's the script Conan's brain operates off of. Bernard's brain operates off of.
The script. We're all NPCs here.
Yeah, you're the only thinker, James.
You are the only real person out there, man.
I only call in to challenge you to think a second time. And even better, make you laugh. You never.
Okay, really? That's why you call? Well, you know what? That warms my heart. I'm glad to hear,
James. That's what we're here for, man. We are here for you,
Conan.
Tell me more, man.
Are you making fun of a listener that doesn't agree with you?
I'm not making fun of you. I just said this is the name of the game. It's Free Talk Live. You talk about anything you want. You can call us names.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah, he's been calling for years.
James, let me ask you a question real quick. If you don't take the side of liberty and you don't take the side of the state, because both of those are, you know, some religious programming script or whatever, what side can...
That's not a question. That's a setup.
What side can one take?
Like I said, you're puritanical. It's either or. You just prove my fact.
Well, yes, because liberty is the absence of a state.
I'm as much a favor of liberty as you are, and unlike you, I put my sassafras on the line to defend another man's liberty, and I don't tolerate people lying and cheating or stealing, and I don't worship the altar of big government like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye the Science Guy, left-wing progressives, unlike yourself being an alt-right-wing progressive. You're totally self-righteous. You think you know everything better than everybody. You know and have seen the light, and everybody else that doesn't agree with you is on the other side of liberty. No, they're not. You're puritanical. But what I have noticed with all your
you feel better, James,
since I've been listening to your show, is you haven't just trying to make you think a second time. Are you going to make fun of me for having done so?
No, actually, I think you are actually less awful right now than you normally are.
Let me ask you a question, Arya. How come you and that loser Conan aren't railing against the government of the Corona Communist Party of China that started this virus?
Because I'm not in China.
Spread? Yeah, there you go. They're anti-liberty as they come. And you're not fighting them.
Well, actually, James, we've covered the Chinese government a number of times. I mean, maybe we're not covering them. Maybe we're not covering them tonight. But I mean, we've certainly covered the Chinese government and their oppression, for instance, of the Muslim Uyghurs in the northwestern portion of the continent, or not continent, but the country there
in the Xinjiang province.
We've covered how the Chinese government will kidnap people who have escaped from North Korea and take them back to North Korea. Essentially sentencing them to death for trying to get out of the prison state of North Korea. So those are two topics that come to mind. We've covered labor conditions in China.
Absolutely.
I think,
why would we spend, and we do talk about China, we talk about other countries as well, but why would we spend any time waging war with China when we've got our own issues right here in our own backyard?
Me.
We've been talking about New Hampshire pretty much the entire night, about the barbershops and whatnot. We have our own issues right here in our own damn state that we have to deal with first we can start worrying about who started this silly
nonsense. I mean, James, if you're really that concerned about China, then why don't you go there? James?
Be happy to respond to all that malignant crap that just came out of Conan's mouth. By the way, the fact that you mentioned China affirms my point that you don't mention it when it comes to defending liberty. You're not doing anything about what has
so mentioning China affirms your point
Chinese
that we don't mention China?
Is what has caused Jay Moon's problems and all the other problems that you speak of for the past 3 hours?
Put your money where your mouth is and fly to China and
oh,
do something about it.
Me? You want you come with me, Minister? Huh?
Because
put
I don't care.
It is.
Because
right.
I'm not interested in overthrowing the Chinese government. They don't affect me.
You're not a minister.
James, I don't think you're listening.
Down.
So
Jesus.
Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to drop
they
it.
They don't
you're
affect
not.
Me, okay? They sell me some stuff from time to time at a good price, and that's about all that I deal with as far as China is concerned. I understand they do horrific things to peaceful people, but governments all across the world do horrific things to peaceful people. Why would I focus on that one state when every state is doing horrible things?
Yeah, take care of your own backyard first. But having said that, China is heavily involved in our country.
Sure.
They're buying up property. They own Hollywood. Mm-hmm. They own a lot of the networks. You can make the argument that they have their hand all over the goings on here in this country, and so
well, that's equally
so,
true
and
of the United
so,
States
and so
China.
It does affect us. I would no.
We have our hands deeply in China.
Not as much as they have here.
We're the ones buying their stuff.
Correct,
but
all
the
voluntary.
Chinese production. So is them buying.
Right, I got no problem with that. If a Chinaman wants to buy some property, then good for him. I don't care. The DLive is run by some Chinese guys. We're on a Chinese video streaming platform right now. And you know what? Maybe they're funded by the Chinese government. I have no idea. But they're propagating this show, so yeah. There we are.
Take advantage of it.
I buy stuff from Wish all the time, and I realize that the worker conditions there are deplorable, but you're going to get that shopping at Walmart as well. So, I mean,
well, hopefully
it, the other.
Hopefully, this is just a stepping stone for the Chinese lower class to move up into the middle class. Typically, and this is typically the way that countries evolve, the economies evolve over time, is they have to start somewhere, and usually it's dirt poor, and they work their way up until they get to our level,
well, yeah,
where they've,
I mean,
gotten too,
you,
they've gotten too high up the ladder.
If you have
and it's
a bunch of poor people who are unemployed, and you start paying them to do stuff, you liquidate the poor and unemployed by paying them to do stuff.
Let's come back to the Institute of Human Obsolescence and
oh,
see
yeah.
what they've got to solve this problem of workers.
Upload to the Matrix.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
We've all seen, and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cody.
I want to say thank you to John Rosted, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, then you might consider checking out the AMP program. It comes with a number of cool little features like the AMP only call-in line on discord.freetalklive.com, the AMP only Facebook group, and the AMP only chat room. So again, thank you so much, John Rosted. Be sure to check that out. That's amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, getting back to this Institute of Human Obsolescence, or whatever they're calling themselves, are they not, in fact, run by humans?
Well, they're singularityists. They want to evolve to the next level. And this is it's a neat idea. It's a nutty experiment, and from the stats that we're reading, they're deplorable. They're not worth anything. But, I mean, I guess it's a step in the right direction, and according to that,
in what direction? I mean, it looks to me like...
I don't think humans should be in the business of trying to direct human evolution. I don't think we have the wisdom or the knowledge to do that.
But they literally say...
But aren't we gods? Arya, isn't that the whole purpose?
I mean, god of myself, not of the species.
I mean, but we're creators. So, and as individualists, I try to better myself every day. And there's,
according to what you determine to be better.
Correct. And this guy,
but are you right?
If I'm bettering myself and I'm not hurting anyone else, then it doesn't really matter.
That's true.
It doesn't really matter if I'm failing at what I'm doing. If I think I'm bettering myself into something I want to do, then yes, I'm right.
And if these guys want to, you know, do the thing that they're doing, that's totally fine, too. Now, the question is, where's the money coming from that's actually paying for all this? Because, I mean, what I'm seeing here on their website, which, by the way, is speculative.capital, that is their web URL, is the front page has a picture of some guys wearing this device.
They look like wetsuits, but
yeah.
They have, like... Well, they're definitely all cabled up, but they look like fat wetsuits.
Yeah, they look like they got some sort of like transducer or heat sink or something all over. I'm not sure what the right term for that is.
If you've ever seen an electric blanket,
mm-hmm.
it's the same kind of coils mm-hmm. they have running through the electric blanket if you squeeze it and look at it real close. That's what they look like they have on their wetsuit.
But it says here, right in the front of sight, humans are becoming obsolete. That's what they believe. And it's time to, they say, reposition their role in society. And then they go on to talk about how they consider this to be labor.
Sleeping.
I don't know how comfortable you could sleep in this particular device, but presumably they tried to do that. But just laying down on this bed hooked up to this thing, they're now trying to claim that this is some sort of new paradigm. This is work, according to these people. So, I mean, these are just, in my opinion, without knowing a whole lot, right? Without reading any of their position papers.
These are the AOCs of the world who think that...
these just, are commies.
That breathing is work.
Should get paid for them.
Yes.
For right. These are a bunch of lazy bums who want to sit around and literally get paid to do nothing. To just simply exist, to exude heat from their bodies, and they want to somehow capture that and turn it into something productive. Look, dude, if you want to do something, if you want to make labor into cryptocurrency, which is what they claim they did here, they've got this arbitrary set of graphs on their website where it's, so you mentioned earlier, Conan, they had 37 workers.
Over 200 hours.
I'm going to add quotes to workers here.
they're just sleeping.
200 hours. Well, in the photos, they have their eyes open, but regardless, the 127,210 milliwatts hours, so not kilowatt hours, but milliwatts, a fraction of a watt. You said it totaled up to 127 watts. Over 212 hours. 16,594 coin rewards. Now, that's where things get pretty murky, because...
Yeah, how many of those were Vertcoin? Probably none of them.
How many of those were Lisk? How many of those were Startcoin?
Didn't you do the math? How many watts would create a Vertcoin?
600, I think. I've closed it now, but I think it was 600. It took 4.2 days of 600 watts every hour.
So
they got a very, very, very small fraction of a Vertcoin.
But I'm going to tell you, they got zero Vertcoin.
Well, but here the Vertcoin is one of the largest bars on this completely meaningless graph that they've put up here. I mean, normally when you have a graph, basic math here, people, you learn this in middle school or whenever it is they introduce graphs to you in school, is when you have a graph, you're supposed to show what the data means on the graph. There's usually some sort of an indicator of what you're looking at. Here, it's just a bar with, like, you know, one of those meters where it fills up, right? One of those kind of graphs. I mean, I hesitate to call it a graph because there's no data. It just says, it says the word Vertcoin on top of it. Beneath that is the little semi-filled bar, which is approximately two-thirds full or maybe three-fourths full. But it doesn't say, is this the amount of the percentage of one vert coin that they received from this? Is what is this? Is this one Satoshi's worth of vert coin? What are we even talking about here?
I'm looking at numbers right now. Startcoin is a cheap, useless altcoin from what I'm gathering from looking at the hash rate. You can mine 500 of them per day with 65,000 mega hash, which is not a whole lot.
Yeah, well, how many mega hash did they get? Because they don't talk about that.
The current Vertcoin hash rate is 1.74 terahertz,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't gotten anywhere near enough power to get even a 0.00, the Satoshi amount of Vertcoin.
Right. So it's completely meaningless. Whatever it is that they've gotten here is something they're obviously trying to hide. They do not have good results, and they're trying to blow up this experiment as though they've actually, done something, and I imagine they're trying to get some sort of a grant from some university or some government somewhere to continue this so-called research.
Well, this is 2 years ago, so I mean, it doesn't look like it's gone anywhere, except Microsoft has tried to create something that sounds similar, but really isn't.
And keep in mind that we're looking at the numbers here of what they say they generated, and it's 127 milliwatts.
127,000 milliwatts.
Yeah, which is 127 watts.
Now, I'm looking at their website trying to figure out where they're getting their money. I have found their partners, and one of their partners is Brave New World. I don't know who these guys are.
Doesn't sound good.
But I know when I hear stuff like that, then that's a dystopia I don't want any part of. Except that we're living in it.
Okay. Here's more of their text from the website. Data labor rights. As workers that produce data, what are our labor rights? Data basic income. Instead of questioning what the value of the data produced is, we explore the proposition of giving everyone the same monthly flat rate in exchange for the data produced, independently of categories like gender, nationality, or class. This is what we call data basic income, a fixed payment for our production of data.
So, I'm so confused what they're even trying to do here, man.
They want to get paid for doing nothing.
This is new. I mean, UBI is one thing. Now we've got
a data basic income.
They want to get paid because they're making data, whatever the hell that means. They also want a data cooperative. So they're just throwing in all the like lefty terms.
Data workers union.
Yeah, that's the next one. Data cooperative, aim to create an ecosystem in which the citizen workers' owners are in control of their production of data. The workers of the data cooperative choose what kinds of categories of data they generate and collect. They are in control of how they benefit from their production.
This is like, so you look at all the companies that own you. They're tracking you, they've got all your information, they know your friends mm-hmm. list, and they got your contact list. What they're talking about is getting paid for all that. It's UBDI.
Well, there are already
Universal Basic Data Income. Uh-huh. And so these nutheads are talking about...
I mean, there are already currencies that are designed to do that. I can't think of one used to be advertised at LRN or on Free Talk Live or something. I don't remember the name of it now. It was like a year ago.
Oh, no.
But I mean, there are already cryptocurrencies that are designed to allow people to take control of their data. Zencash. It was Horizon.
I actually kind of like this idea. I mean, I think that... We, the people, the users...
Get yourself a suit!
No. I'm talking about getting paid for data.
Okay.
My data usage. I supply these companies with a lot of information that they use...
And sell.
To sell. And I wouldn't mind getting some of that back.
You know what? They're not selling it for a lot of money. Really.
Here's the thing. Everything I use is free. So I get paid by getting a free service.
And also, when they sell this data, they're selling huge amounts of data per person is very, very small.
Yeah.
It ain't going to power a light bulb.
You know how cheap I am, Ian? I'm talking about my data. I'm talking about my social contacts.
Speculative capital there. You maybe should join up, Conan.
I want the suit.
Join the collective.
I want the wetsuit.
Thanks for listening. Go ahead and head on over to amp.freetalklive.com if you enjoyed the show. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.